Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I really appreciate this gift. Yeah, I know my kids gave me a bouquet of flowers and they made breakfast and they bought me that really, really nice new phone that I wanted. But I appreciate that you're doing this for me. Well, I've never in my life gotten a massage before, so it's nice knowing that somebody was thoughtful enough to think about that and that somebody was you. Oh, and I know that I'm in great hands because I'm gonna be in your hands and, well, I trust you. Oh, come on. It was nothing. You know, all those years that you spent in my house all the time, growing up with my kids, it wasn't anything. It was just like having a third kid. It was no big deal. We loved having you over. I mean, you were always so respectful and so helpful, and you really did have the best humor out of all of them. So, we did appreciate having you around. Well, I know it was a little rough for you at home. That's why you were always with us, but don't ever think that we didn't want you there. We loved having you. We still do love having you over, even though you only come by, a couple of times now that you're a big shot man that has his own career and has more important things to do and moved out to your own apartment. You know, you should really tell your best friend that, okay? Because I swear he's gonna live in our house until he's 50. Absolutely. Well, you know that my wife loves you too. Everyone in this family does. And you know, don't think I haven't seen the way that our youngest looks at you, okay? Yeah, I know she is a spitfire. But she is also 18, so I guess I can't tell you not to do whatever you want to do with that information. I'm not the jealous type. I won't get mad if my sweet daughter snatches you up and takes you from my nest. You've already flown from the nest, so I guess I couldn't blame her for taking such a very excellent opportunity. No, enough of that. I know you're very busy and you have a lot more things to do than chit chat with an old lady, so. Okay. Oh, you enjoy talking to me. Well, you did always tell me everything instead of my wife, so I'm guessing that I was the favorite mom. Yeah, you're right. It was different. I know our blended family was a little bit unconventional, but I think it made it even easier for you to become part of it because we didn't let anybody go and turn away that needed any help and any love. Yes, of course. I'm sure she's gonna love her massage too, but you can't do both of us at once. You only have one set of hands, so. Yes, I think she's actually been getting massages and acupuncture for a very long time now. Yeah, she's into all that esoteric new age stuff. I just have been so busy with, everything that I've never really taken a moment to take care of myself, I guess. No, you're too sweet. Okay. So, how does this go? Do I take this off and then go in the table or what? I don't really know, so you're gonna have to help me out here, dear. Okay. Okay, so strip down to the level that I'm comfortable and get on the table underneath the towel, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll let you know when I'm ready. Jeez. Whew. It has been years since I have felt this way about a man. And the fact that he is my son's best friend that grew up in my home is ridiculous. Okay. Let me just take this off. Fold it. Put it there. I guess I'll just get on the bed. Okay. Some towel. Okay. I'm ready. Oh, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you brought your massage table to my house. It is a wonderful surprise. And I don't have to feel bad about all the mimosas I had for breakfast, so I can just relax and enjoy. Of course. Yeah, the headrest is fine. Yes, I really appreciate the breast pillow too. My goodness, you know that these are just very inconvenient sometimes. Yeah, well, I did expect you to notice. You were always very polite and you didn't say anything about them, but I know you noticed. Yeah, that's perfect pressure right there. Yeah, that's fine. It's okay that you put the towel down there. Yeah, you can roll it down a bit further if you want. That does feel very good. My God, your fingers are just so skilled and so very exquisite. On my back like that, applying pressure and... yes, that's very good. No, the oil is not too hot. It's perfect. Yeah, the music is not too loud either. It's just fine. Yeah, must be a knot in there. You should probably... Yeah, just go a little bit harder. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that deep pressure is perfect. No, I don't mind that it's kind of rough. I guess I'm a little bit more stressed than I thought I was. No, please keep going. It's perfect. You're not hurting me. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry that I'm making all this noise. It's okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it just feels so good. And your fingers are just so perfect. You are the expert. I am very well acquainted with fingers myself. Mine are pretty stealthy, but not like this. No, not like this. Oh, yeah, my lower back does need a little bit more pressure. It's fine. It's fine. Just, if you want, just take the towel off and just bring your fingers down further. That's feeling amazing. I'd hate for you to have to stop on account of just some silly concepts of modesty that you might have. After all, I'm not really your mother. It's not weird or anything for you to see me nude. We're both adults. You're a grown man, and I'm a very mature woman. Yeah, just throw it wherever you want. Oh my God, am I glad I just told you to do that. Oh, those fingers coming all the way down my spine, over my hips. Ooh, those pressure points. Oh, and down further. That is very good. Oh, very, very good. Pressure on my glutes. Yeah. If you just knead them like that with your fingers. Oh, wow. Yeah, talk about magical fingers. Oh, yeah. That's so. Oh. That hurts a little bit, but in a good way. Yes, it's perfectly fine. You can move down to my thighs. No, don't worry. It's okay. My inner thighs, it's fine. Do whatever you need to do. You perfect. Perfect masseuse. You've certainly come a long way from that quiet boy that you used to be. Yeah. Oh, yeah, those strong hands. And I feel so manly, so strong. Oh, so big and so rough. My flesh, it's so soft and supple. Oh, yeah, it does feel very good. And you slide your fingers down my ass like that, and between my cheeks. Yeah, that's very good. Oh, that pressure that you're putting down now when you slide your finger over my asshole. Taint. Oh, nonsense. You don't need to call me Mrs. Anything. You can call me Val. A formality for somebody who knows me so well. For someone whose fingers are just sliding between my pussy lips and fucking pressing down on my clits. Yes. Oh, yes, my sweet boy, that's perfect. No. No. That's exactly where your finger needs to be. Oh, you do have some very magical fingers indeed. Oh. Yes, absolutely. Slide one inside me. While you keep working on my clit with your thumb. Oh, yes, that's perfect. No, I was not expecting it to be this type of massage. Oh, but I'm not complaining. Oh, yes. Mom, that's your prize. I know you used to listen to me and my wife. Fuck. I knew you weren't upstairs just to use extra bathroom. I know that you were doing it so you could listen to us. And I even found this cum stains that you left that you didn't even notice that you were leaving when you were stroking your cock and jerking off outside of our door. Yes. I don't think I've noticed you grow up into a very handsome man. It's been so long since I fucked a man, and you finger fucking me and teasing my clit like that right now is not helping my desire to just turn it over and push you down onto this table with me and fuck you. What do you mean? What do you mean that's not part of my Mother's Day gift? You just intended to tease me with your fingers and leave me like this? Oh, no, you intended to make me come. Well, tell you something. You can make me come the way that my wife can't. By taking off those pants and shoving that cock inside me right now. Because by the looks of it, by the feel of it, as I grab it and stroke it over your pants, it looks like you want it as bad as I do. Now respect your fucking elders and listen to your favorite mom and fuck me already. That is a very good boy. Now, take off those pants. God, let me just turn around on this table and lay on my back with my legs spread wide apart for you. Don't deny it to me. I know that you have wanted to see me like this for years. I know, sweetheart. Now that you have the chance, take what you want. I'm telling you to fuck me right now, as hard as you've always wanted to. Fuck yes. Fuck, have I wanted this young cock inside me. It's something I've definitely thought about. Ever since you left the house and you came to visit, I've seen how you have grown into the man I always knew you'd be. Yes, that's exactly what I need. Your young cock pissing in out of me. Making my pussy gush around you. I know you wanted it. I know you wanted it because you're fucking me so hard. I know this is what you wanted all this time. Getting to fuck your favorite mouth. Fuck. Getting to pound me. Like you've always imagined. How's it feel to be shoving your cock into this pussy that you've wanted for so long? Still grips to your cock. It's still very tight. I'm so very fucking wet for you. You're gonna come? Of course you can come inside me. You can fill this pussy up with your cum as much as you want to. Of course I'm gonna come with you, sweetheart. Especially with your fingers rubbing against my clit like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And my legs on your shoulders like that. Oh, fuck. You're hitting nice and deep. And I'm not gonna be able to stop. I have to warn you. It's gonna get very messy, so you better be okay with it. Yes. 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 It's my boy. Come inside me. Come inside me as I fucking squirt all over your cock. My legs are shaking so hard. Oh, fuck. Thank you for holding on to them like that. Oh, yes. Yes, dear. That was a very, very good gift. There's no better way to say thank you than with a good fucking. Well, I sure hope that you're ready to give my wife the same attention that you gave me. She'll be very jealous if you don't fuck her just like you fucked me. It's been very long since either of us had cock. And I can tell you without a doubt that this is the best cock we have had in a while. I'm sure she's going to agree. Of course, sweetheart. How else do you think that we've been married for 20 years and have managed to stay happy? Well, we do have a very happy, committed, open relationship. Didn't you ever wonder where all of those friends of ours that stayed over actually stayed over? I mean, we didn't have a guest bedroom with 5 kids in the house. And one of you slept in the attic and the other one slept in the basement. So I think that gives you a better idea of where they stayed and what we did. Well, in any case, oh, thank you for this amazing Mother's Day gift. I just want you to know that you are welcome back here anytime. And, well, after you give my wife your gift, I think all of us should talk about maybe getting to know each other a little bit better all together. What do you mean what I'm doing? I'm going to get up and get dressed. Oh, you're not done. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course, you have the rest of the massage to complain. I'm sorry, I'm obviously a little bit too excited about that. Okay. Well, I guess I'm just gonna have to lay here and take the rest of the massage with your cum inside me. All right, I'll flip over again. Where were we? Ah, yes. You were gonna work on my legs next.